Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. More than 34 million people, including 9 million children in the United States, are food insecure. It's a staggering reality that's become a call to action for innovators seeking new approaches to better connect food supply to food demand. Today's guest is a pioneer in innovating to improve food access. He is incredible. Welcome Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, Chief Health Officer of Elevance Health. Shantanu, so good to see you. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Mitch, thanks so much. Always a kind introduction. I love being on this podcast, so thanks for the opportunity to come back.
Well, I am elated, Shantanu, to dig into the work that's happened since you and I last chatted, the amazing innovation that Elevance and the broader ecosystem is advancing to improve food security. Before we do it, though, your background is one that is just so inspiring, energizing, exhilarating. Remind those who don't know your story, what's taken you from the emergency room to Capitol Hill to leading health strategy for the second largest health insurer in the country?
Yeah, well, thanks. So I am an emergency medicine doc by training. I, you know, probably recognized back in med school and residency days that while I really did love emergency medicine, there's something so special about, you know, that environment and how you get to interact with people. You know, I always felt though, when I was in the ER, I was seeing so many patients deal with social issues, socioeconomic issues, that as a ER doc, I couldn't do much to help them with. And so I knew that my career had to be on a different journey, you know, trying to address the kind of structural issues that get in so many of our ways that lead, I think, to poor health. That took me into government for a few years. I actually worked at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, really trying to make sure that these programs worked well. They worked well for our beneficiaries and members. I had the, you know, odd situation a few times of being in the ER when I was also working at CMS and I was part-time in the ER. And I'd see somebody uninsured and I'd say, well, why aren't you on Medicaid? And this was the only time in my career I could say, here's my other card. You're going to call me on Monday. I'm going to connect you to the right people at CMS to see if we can get you on Medicaid. That kind of thing felt really so powerful to me to bring together a lot of different, you know, bring that clinical connection together with other connections. And then, you know, I went after CMS and I ended up having the opportunity to lead a quality measurement and improvement organization called the National Quality Forum. There's, again, just a special few years where I got to engage at the highest level in what we can do on quality and healthcare, which is so important. And then that brought me here to Elevance Health. The opportunity here is just incredible. I have to tell you, first, I've gotten to meet people like you through Elevance Thanks. Health, which is wonderful. We serve 47 million members across Medicare, Medicaid, the commercial market, the individual marketplace. So that's just a huge opportunity, I think, for impact. We have a whole health mission that is really what drew me here. So, you know, we are trying to move away from traditional insurance and really focus on the whole health of our members, addressing their physical needs, their social needs, their behavioral or mental needs. And so that kind of opportunity came along and it was just too hard to pass up. And I'm here and get to work on just key issues like food insecurity, which I know we're going to talk about today. But it's an honor, really, to be in this role, to be our inaugural chief health officer and work on issues like this.
Shantanu, it's incredible. When you think about 47 million people that your company touches directly at their most critical times of need, this notion of they're hurt, they're sick, they need help. It's you, it's the team at Elevance that are really plugging in to help them move forward, to help them at their most important time. And we often talk about it here in Ag Bioscience that this economy, the Ag Bioscience economy, where food is at its center, is the only economy that touches every person on this planet. And as I look at our two worlds connecting, which, you know, you never really think of health insurance and Ag Bioscience coming together, but we've found a really unique opportunity to link arms and say, yeah, there is a connection. The idea that food and health matter and people matter and all those things come together in the work that you and I get to do together.
Yeah, they can come together, these two worlds. They need to come together. Yes. So you shared some really important stats up front. You know, when we have 47 million members that we are responsible for, we become representative of the nation. And sadly, in America, too many people are food insecure. And as I've said on, I think on your podcast previously, it's particularly saddening because we are so advanced as a country. We have so many aspirations as a country. We are so well-resourced and well-off. And yet, 1 in 5 families were food insecure prior to the pandemic, and now 1 in 4 families are. We have a tremendous, literally millions of kids who are food insecure. We have to address that. I mean, food insecurity is leading to major health issues. It's obviously leading to social issues, needs to be addressed. And something, Mitch, again, it's an area of overlap for us, is I try to distinguish food insecurity from nutrition insecurity. Food insecurity, I think we all recognize, right? That's, you know, basic definitions, like not knowing perhaps where your next meal is coming from. I would tell you that, you know, that's an incredibly important problem. And in America, we have a lot more people that are nutritionally insecure. That is, they don't know what the right thing to eat is. And the wrong diet, the wrong food, you know, an over-reliance on processed foods, for example, leads to chronic health conditions like diabetes, like hypertension and heart failure and coronary artery disease. So food is really at the center, I think, of a lot of different solutions, making sure that people have access to food, but also then the right food. And that's where this collaboration is so critical.
Yeah, let's dig into that collaboration here just a little bit, Shantanu, as you are the founding sponsor of our Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge, this notion that in the future, food security, we can probably go sort of far to say nutritional security, be driven more by connectivity than proximity, meaning that this idea of digital connectivity between food supply and food demand will be more critical than a grocery store on the corner. I mean, just as we've seen during the pandemic, post-pandemic, that reality. Over the last 2 years, we're just wrapped up Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge this year, but over the last 2 years that you and I have worked together, I feel like you and I have had more conversations around innovation and the role of innovation in connecting food supply and food demand. Where do you see that today? And maybe what do you feel like is changing in that environment?
You know, when we first met a couple of years ago and we talked about the first Hunger Tech Challenge and what we could bring to this space, I think there's a clear runway and a need for innovation. Why shouldn't we want all people in our society to be able to use digital technology, access the, you know, the food that they need, the food that they want, that the food that is appropriate for themselves and their families, and to do it in a more seamless way, right? You and I can do that today. We use any number of online platforms and get access to food delivery, you know, food services, whether it's prepared or fresh groceries or whatever. Why aren't we bringing that to other segments of our society? As you and I have talked about, you know, if you're on SNAP, that doesn't mean that we should make it hard for you to get food. You already are on SNAP. That already means you have a certain amount of food insecurity. You have financial needs and insecurity. Why make it harder for you, right? As a society, we should want to make it easier for you, because the fact is, when we make it easier for you to get good, healthy, nutritious food, society itself benefits. You benefit. You become more productive. Your family is happier and healthier. And you don't end up in the ER. You don't end up with chronic conditions that could get you hospitalized. So we all benefit. We should want to leverage technology and innovative solutions to make it easier and, frankly, to destigmatize it. It is, you know, I think it's still an important issue today that if you are a SNAP recipient, there can be this social stigma that you feel about accessing that benefit. This is a right. We believe in this country that people should have access to good, healthy food because we are Americans and it's good to believe good things. That's what we do. Why create a stigma around it? So I think, you know, digital is such an important leverage point to make things easier, more effective, and frankly, more humane.
And we are going to dig into what that future looks like right after this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at IndianaFarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, Chief Health Officer of Elevance Health, joins us. And Shantanu, we were just talking about this notion of the power of innovation, something that you and I and our teams have worked on through the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge. Outside of Hunger Tech, I mean, Hunger Tech is one thing. You do this every day. You are advancing innovation at Elevance. How do you and the Elevance team think about innovation year-round? And how are you working with entrepreneurs to really advance this notion of food security and nutritional security?
Yeah, no, thank you for the question. It is really a whole enterprise approach, right? I mean, you know, my team has certain resources that we can bring to bear, but really it's about knitting a common strategy across the enterprise. So I'll talk first about the foundation. You know, food has been the focus of our foundation for literally decades. And I think over the last couple of years, we've decided to bring more of our resources and focus to food as medicine, meaning, you know, food as an intervention for preventing the onset of chronic disease or even ameliorating that when the disease is already present. So we made a commitment about a year and a half ago to spending the next 3 years really focused on this space and making sure that over $30 million of our grant dollars would be spent in addressing food as medicine programs. Those are dollars that go directly into communities that help to either create or expand programs that are really working bring food as an intervention to lots of different populations. It's been really great working with a host of entrepreneurs and community-based organizations through that work. It's actually one of the avenues through which we've been able to fund Hunger Tech. I think, again, we can try to promote the right technologies and processes and interventions being created. But also there's other ways that we try to bring innovation to the fold. I mean, as we were talking about previously, digital is a really important leverage point for all of this work in food and in addressing social needs generally. Digital is a really critical leverage point for us as an enterprise as we transition from, you know, sort of traditional health insurance to really being more focused or entirely focused on whole health. And so we've made internal investments in creating new digital platforms and new digital connections, for example, to providers, big health systems. We try to bring in entrepreneurs and help fund the startup of companies. We will actually provide, in some cases, those startup dollars, or we'll provide an initial investment plus the opportunity, you know, to work with us in helping our members as a way of growing a business and demonstrating that that model really works. I'll give you one really specific example in Indiana. There was a company we decided to partner with early last year to address the social needs of our Medicaid members, both in Indiana and throughout our Medicaid markets. That was a brand new startup. We invested in that startup, helped them assemble a leadership team, and then really brought that solution to our members. And now we're in the process of scaling it through our entire Medicaid book of business. I mean, that's literally over 10 million members that we can bring this solution to. So it's that kind of, I think, innovation that becomes really possible when you look outside and you think, what do our members need? What does society need? And how do we bring our resources to get that need met?
You mentioned digital, and I was just looking on my phone. Sydney is the app, the Elevance app that I use, connected to my watch, does all the things that I need it to do. And I think that's the power of digital. There's certainly the how do we do better? How do we connect food supply to food demand? How do we think about food security? But this notion of digital health is one that is pervasive across your customer base, I would assume. Every strata, every geography, every segment of the population has a connection, an opportunity to have a connection into Elevance Health.
Yeah, it's a great example. So Sydney is just a real beautiful illustration of how we're trying to bring digital to our members. You know, the goal is let's make it possible for our members to serve all of the needs that they might have, but through this digital application and obviously working really closely with us. that need might be, hey, help me find a doctor. Well, right. We want to not only help you find a doctor that's close to you, but one that is really high in quality so that when you go to them, we know that you're going to get the care that you need, the services that you need, that it's going to be preventative, it's going to achieve the right outcomes. So we have that embedded in the program in order to make sure people can access the right care. I want to make sure that if you've got a social need, this is something we're actively working on, is it's, again, let's use that digital footprint to help you assess your social need and then get connected to resources, whether it's inside Elevance Health or in your community that can meet your social needs. We've got cool things in there like, you know, the connections to other smart devices so you can better understand your health. I think, you know, that digital platform is something we're going to continue to expand on because it's a way of allowing us to engage with literally 47 million people, right? You think about the scope of that. That's too hard to do with traditional methods like face-to-face or telephone. You need a robust digital footprint. And so we've really been investing a lot in order to get there. I'd love for people to get more of their care through apps like Sydney, be able to connect with their providers, be able to connect with specialists, you know, help me with my diabetes, help me eat better. And, you know, maybe I can use the app to get in front of a nutritionist and really get that advice and input. So I think there's a huge runway there and we're going to do a lot more with it.
Well, I think it's such a powerful placement opportunity, as you mentioned. I mean, I carry my silly phone with me literally every waking hour of the day. And the notion that could be a conduit. And what we know from those who are food insecure, from the work you and I have done and many others, you know, this digital connectivity isn't unique to one geography, isn't unique to one socioeconomic status. The majority of people have this digital connectivity. And I want to take this there, maybe for the last question here, Shantanu, is as we zoom out in insurance, I mean, it's become this hotbed of innovation, a groundswell of new insurance tech or insure tech companies that are really beginning to emerge. And we've seen it in our daily lives. We talked about the Sydney app with Elevance Health, but we see commercials on TV where you're plugging a device into your car for insurance. We're seeing things like our watches telling us all kinds of things about health. Where do you see this broader insurance market in supporting innovation? And how do you think things like HungerTech can accelerate the ability to fuel this next chapter of the insurance market, fuel this next chapter of new startups and innovation that can truly change people's lives?
I think HungerTech is a great example of trying to meet people where they are, regardless of their advantages or disadvantages in society. It's really acknowledging your needs are the most important. We are going to get into the background in terms of the core operations of insurance. We want that to be far more seamless so that we can focus all of our attention and we can focus your attention on your health needs. So what's exciting about HungerTech, right, is we're trying to solve pretty fundamental problems, but again, empower entrepreneurs and startups to do it. You know, I love that over the last couple of years, we've really thought a lot about what's the right platform so that you can access the benefits that you have. I would love to see a future where all of the benefits that we can make available to you are accessible on a single platform. So that can be help me find my cardiologist, but also help me eat better with a heart-healthy diet. Where do I shop? What are the right recipes? Can you put me in front of a nutritionist? Can you get that grocery delivered to my home, right? Like, let's make this as seamless and barrierless as possible. Bringing that mentality to the food insecure, to the socioeconomically, you know, worse off is really important so that this is not just, you know, a benefit for some. I love that. I love also that HungerTech is trying to solve the last mile problem, right? So making somebody get into the car, spend money on gas in order to go and use their SNAP benefits, it is just not the right answer for society, right? So, you know, between last year and this year, I've seen a real progression in what we've been able to do together, the startups that we've been able to kind of bring to the field. I'm really excited about the work. That's really what technology has to do. I don't want to do technology or use technology because it's so cool and all this. You want the technology to be actually in the background, right?
Yes.
You want it to be seamless. You want it to be integrated with somebody's life. Don't make them do stuff and, you know, figure out how to interact with the machine. That's not the goal. The goal is the machine makes it easier for them to get done what they need to get done. Makes it literally a background operation instead of, you know, some specific thing of focus. So that's the goal. I think we're definitely focused on that as a company, you know, working with organizations like yours to really get this, seed the marketplace and get great ideas moving forward is really what it's all about. It's a lot of fun, frankly.
Well, we have a lot of fun as well. Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, Elevance Health, Chief Health Officer. Shantanu, thank you for the partnership. Thank you for making Hunger Tech possible. And sincerely, thanks for investing some time with us today on Ag Bioscience.
Happy to do it. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's always great working with you.
Look forward to many more. And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.